I'm Pastor Keith Surface, and this is Simply Christ.
God's amazing grace brought deliverance to my soul. Jesus took my sin away, and His blood has made me whole.
In the days of Jesus' earthly ministry, the Jewish people had the Torah, which is the five books written by Moses, the Proverbs, written by Solomon, the Psalms, the books of the prophets, and the history books of the Bible. They believed through the study and keeping of these writings, they would have eternal life. Jesus was very clear that this line of thinking was a fallacy. He told them, "Search the Scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me, and you will not come to me that you might have life." That's John 5:39. We should all study the Word of God. Yet eternal life is not found in the pages of the Bible. It is found only in the person of Jesus Christ. This was Jesus' message to the Jews of his day. They were very diligent in their study of the Scripture, but they were blind to what it was telling them. They were like those the Apostle Paul would later speak of, who were ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. That's 2 Timothy 3:7. With all their devotion to the law, adherence to the Proverbs, and reverence of the prophets, they still did not know and rejected their Messiah when he came. Jesus foretold of this, saying, "You will not come to me that you might have life." From the first promise of redemption, spoken about the seed of the woman who would bruise the head of the serpent in Genesis 3:15, the Scriptures continuously point us to Jesus Christ. Moses told Israel, "God will raise up unto you a prophet from the midst of you, of thy brethren, like unto me." That's Deuteronomy 18:15. Abraham, they would see God provide his own sacrifice, just as Abraham offered his own son Isaac, Genesis 22:14. David foretold of Christ, whose enemies would be made his footstool, and that he would be a priest forever who would sit at the right hand of God Almighty. Read that in Psalms 110. Isaiah said Christ would be born of a virgin, Isaiah 7:14, and that astounding miracles would be seen when he came, Isaiah 35:4-10. He would also bear their iniquities, Isaiah 53, write his law in their hearts, Jeremiah 31:33, and give them a new heart and a new spirit, Ezekiel 36:26. Christ would make an end of sins, make reconciliation for iniquity, and bring in everlasting righteousness, Daniel 9:24-27. These are just some of the numerous prophecies Jesus was speaking of when he said, "They are they which testify of me." A person can seek eternal life through the adherence to religious commandments, but they will never find what they seek. The Apostle Paul told us, "If there had been a law given which could have given life, verily righteousness should have been by the law." That's Galatians 3:21. Christ alone has the power to make a person truly righteous. You'll see that in Romans 5:19, 2 Corinthians 5:21. Others can look to religious wisdom, such as the Proverbs, seeking to have a character God will be pleased with. They will never find it through the words of Solomon. Paul told us, "For after that in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. But we preach Christ crucified," Christ, the power of God, and the wisdom of God. That's 1 Corinthians 1:21-24. The Scriptures tell us the wisdom of God is only found in Christ, in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. That's Colossians 2, verse 2 and 3. Only by coming to and abiding in Christ can you walk in the true wisdom of God. Even heeding the warnings of the prophets cannot give you the life of God. God instructed Israel through Ezekiel, saying, "Make you a new heart and a new spirit. Oh, why will you die, O house of Israel?" Ezekiel 18, verse 31. After the destruction of Jerusalem by Nebuchadnezzar, Israel never again turned to worship the idols of the heathen. Yet they could never give themselves a new heart and a new spirit, so they were again destroyed by the armies of Rome. God, foreseeing this inability, spoke of the day when he would sprinkle clean water upon you, and you shall be clean from all your filthiness, and from all your idols will I cleanse you. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh, and I will put my spirit within you, and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you shall keep my judgments and do them. That's Ezekiel 36, verses 25 through 27. This is all fulfilled through the work of the blood of Jesus Christ. God's word continuously directs us to Jesus Christ, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. 1 Corinthians 1:30. True wisdom is found only through coming to and abiding in Jesus Christ. True righteousness is found only through coming to and abiding in Jesus Christ. True sanctification is found only through coming to and abiding in Jesus Christ. And true redemption is found only through coming to and abiding in Jesus Christ. Those who at any time look anywhere else are searching in vain. You can search the world, its pleasures, and its vast knowledge, looking for the life of God. But your search will leave you as empty as it left Solomon. You can even search the scriptures, but if you do not see, they are pointing you to the person of Jesus Christ, your search will also be in vain. Paul is telling us this when he says, "For in him, in Christ, dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily." That's Colossians 2:9. Everything God has for you is found in Jesus Christ. I'm Pastor Keith Surface, and this has been Simply Christ.
Such a thousand angels sing, with every voice lifted.